This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
This week's export sales were very different between corn and soybeans. Corn saw great sales, while soybeans had another disappointing report. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said there were record-setting corn sales this week.
Yeah, corn came in very good. This was a record for this particular week. Just over 2 million tons of old crop, 2.022 million tons were sold. You had the new crop actually sold 154,000 tons. So very good total week of just under 2.2 million tons. This looked good for us. Does keep the question out there of if the USDA needs to raise again the export demand number on one of these upcoming WASDE reports. Obviously, probably a little bit too late to say they need to do it on Tuesday's report, but it could very well come in April.
On the other hand, soybeans continued their trend of disappointing sales.
Overall, the sales in soybeans were lackluster. This is four out of the last 5 weeks that we've seen weaker sales. This came in at 383,500 tons. The low end estimate was 300,000. So we were inside the range, but this is still below the 5 year average. So this is again, this is a disappointment, and it really kind of shows at this time of the year how little we are getting when it comes to sales versus Brazil, who is significantly less expensive than we are.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.